Our Old Testament lesson this morning is from Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, the first 14 verses. Ezekiel is speaking. He says, "The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and he set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. And he said to me, 'Mortal, can these bones live?' And I answered, 'O Lord God, you know.' Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinew on you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I had been commanded. And as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. And I looked, and there were sinews on them, and the flesh had come upon them, and the skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. And then the Spirit said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.' I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then he said to me, 'Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put your spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and will act, says the Lord." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I'm sorry, but I can't help but thinking of that old song when I read Ezekiel's description of the field and those old dry bones. Dim bones, dim bones, dim dry bones. You know that song. How this bone is connected to that bone, and that bone connected to the next bone. But then we hear it. Hear the word of the Lord. I'm afraid that's what most folks think of when they hear this scripture from Ezekiel. But friends, there is so much more. It's amazing what the lectionary scriptures for this week hold for us. The one scripture we have not included in the readings, at least somewhere for the day, is from John 11. And we'll deal with Lazarus, and that deals with Lazarus and Jesus coming from Bethany to be with the family and to have Lazarus come from the grave. Here we are, in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic. The vast majority of us are doing the shelter in place and the hand washing as are recommended by the experts. But while we are willing to abide by those rules, we really don't like someone telling us what to do. I mean, we're Americans, and we have our freedom. I've also heard the story, I've heard more than one story on social media about those who are flouting the system and are violating those who are following the rules. Friends, it's hard for us during this time. As we heard in our call to worship, we are called on to wait. Not just once, but twice. Just how hard is it to wait? And what do we wait on? Obviously, we wait on these restrictions to be resolved and we can get back to a normal life. But what we have called a normal life, what is what we call a normal life? Is it the life that the Lord God has desired for us? Whether it be as an individual or as a church. You know, this pandemic has caused us to do church in a new way. Does this indicate a beginning to us doing other things different as well? The Ezekiel passage has several important meanings for us today. I find it fascinating that the word prophecy or prophesy and breath or breathe appear 7 times in this passage. I know you think I'm enamored with biblical numbers, but they really do have some import. Their underlying meaning is much more than what we usually apply to them. Prophesy. Prophecy. How often we think immediately as foretelling the future. In fact, I saw just today a Facebook post from my nephew showing a sign in front of a church that said, "Prophecy class canceled due to unforeseen circumstances." But prophecy is so much richer than simply knowing what will happen next week. Prophesy or prophecy, one a verb, one a noun, as used here in the Old Testament, it is more than just saying, speak to or preach to. It's an introduction or a prediction used in a sense of religious ecstasy. Ezekiel is commanded by the Spirit to prophesy to these old dry bones. He was to implore them to come together, bone to bone, and they did. Then to be covered with muscle and sinew. Then to be covered with skin. And they were. Ezekiel was then told to prophesy to the breath. This breath was the Ruach, the breath of God that was at the beginning, the breath of God in creation, the breath of God which overflowed with the Spirit. And the breath did come into the bodies, and they lived. Just like Adam. They had the breath, the Spirit of God in them. And we are just like Adam and those Israelites. God wants to give us life, true life. When we allow it to happen, when we are willing to give God our person, God will give us true life. God will lift us out of those graves that we're in, the pressures we face, the physical problems we might have, the psychological complications which hamper us, the dependency difficulties, which leads us to what Paul might say to the Christians who were gathered in Rome. He was much like Ezekiel in that he was imploring them to live in the Spirit. He tells of the completion of God's love for us in speaking of Jesus, providing us freedom to be all that we can be, saying to us that when we set our minds on Jesus and allow the Holy Spirit, as we were instructed by Jesus, to be the focus of our life, we can rest assured of our place with God and enjoy and celebrate and dance and live in the peace of God. Now, we've talked about the three scriptures of the week, and that leaves the last one to be considered, the gospel. John 11 tells us the story of Lazarus. I didn't read the account this morning, but that doesn't mean it's not important. Many of us know the story where Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem for the Passover, and the fact that when he would go there, he would stay a couple of miles away in Bethany with the family of Lazarus and his sisters, Martha and Mary. Lazarus was sick, but Jesus delayed going there for a couple of days, and Lazarus died. In a dialogue between Jesus and Martha, they talked about the fact that Lazarus would be raised. And Martha said, yes, he will be raised at the resurrection on the last day. To which Jesus replied, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live, even though they die. Once they got to the home there in Bethany, Jesus talked with Mary, who was crying. Jesus was grief-stricken. And that little passage, Jesus wept. He then went to the tomb and said, remove the stone. Martha said, Lord, oh my goodness, the smell would be awful. Lazarus has been in the tomb for 4 days. But they removed the stone, and Jesus said a brief prayer. Then said in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out! And he did. What a marvelous story. This just gives us another reason for hope in our Lord. But I can just hear you asking, how can I enjoy and celebrate if I'm stuck here looking at these four walls? What can I do? Well, let me recommend just a few things. Check in with others. Give them a call. Let them know you're thinking about them. Let go of the idea that you have to be productive in some way. Just relax. Go get food, meds, anything for those who cannot do so for themselves. Be faithful. Meditate on God's Word. Read other Christian writings. And maybe, most important, just be. So let me leave you with Ezekiel's final words for the day. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.